Hello and welcome back to the Audio DDD with Reb T, the show where we talk a daf lesson a day in a few minutes your way. We are on Shabbos 7 talking about being in the public. This is what Rav means. If a mavoi opens to a public thoroughfare here at one end and to open fields here at the other end, then it is as if the mavoi opens to open fields here at one end and to open fields here at the other end, and only at Tzuras HaPesach or Lechi and a Lechi or a Korah are required. The notes at the bottom explain Rav's intent is not to list two cases, but to say that being open to a Rosh HaSarabim on one side is no more stringent than not being open to a Rosh HaSarabim at all, but only to a Carmelist. Perhaps Rav expressed it in this way to teach that just as the Tzuras HaPesach can be placed at either end when the Mavoi opens to a Carmelist on both sides, so too may it be placed at either end when the mavoi opens to a Rosh HaSarabim on one side. Otherwise, one might have thought that the Tzuras HaPesach, which is a greater partition than the Lechi or the Korah, must be placed specifically at the end that opens to a Rosh HaSarabim, as pointed out by the Tzvas Emes. Brings to mind the idea of the public thoroughfare being in the public. A sage once said that your face, your punim, your countenance, is a Rosh HaSarabim. There's so many people out there that have that resting face that's like the witch face or the mean face. You walk in the train, you walk at work, you walk around in the towns and in the communities, and you see people that have these resting faces. They look like they're always angry. You know that type of a person? You look around and you see they always look mad. They always look upset. They always look angry at the world and everyone around them. We're not supposed to have that kind of a countenance, such a kind of a resting face. We're supposed to be happy and interact with people in a cheerful manner. Our mannerisms when we're in the public, when we're around people, we're supposed to be Mekadoshim Shemayim. We're supposed to be ambassadors for Hashem, princes and princesses of Hashem, because we are His children and He is the great King, the one King. So when we go around, we should have that resting face. My wife once told me that when you look into the eyes are the windows to the soul. You look at people's crinkles, and the first time she saw my picture, she tried seeing if there was a smile in the picture, if the eyes crinkled up, and you could look into the soul. You look at people's eyes, you look at their faces, you look at their mannerisms, you could get an indication on a little bit of if they have that cheerful manner to them, the cheerful disposition. Look into their eyes, you could see the soul, people say, when you look into the eyes. So you're supposed to have that cheerful countenance, a cheerful appearance. Try to have cheerful mannerisms in public when you go about your ambassadors for Hashem, the actions you do at work and those around you, influencing those around you. Try to do what you can to do it in a cheerful manner, because your face and your actions and your existence in the public is a Rosh HaSarabim that everyone can learn from and see from. Hopefully do actions and do things and have that resting smile to influence everyone around you in the best way possible. Join us next time as we talk Erevin 8 here on the Audio DDD with Reb T. This was Erevin 7 with Reb T.